With Hashem's loving kindness, we're learning the book Ganah Shalom, of Arusha's book on how to have Shalom Bayit. We're in chapter 2, we're on page 38 in the Hebrew version. We're just learning in this chapter about the importance of never criticizing our wife. Never, ever, ever. There's no reason whatsoever to criticize a wife at all. For a start, it doesn't work. A wife is not built for criticism. She's not physically, mentally, spiritually capable of receiving criticism. She's not a guy. Guys are. Our job is to receive criticism so that we can grow and we can learn what we're doing wrong. A woman does not have that task in this world. It's not her task. She is the mirror of the husband. She is down on this earth, says the Arizal, for one purpose only: to help her husband make his tikkun. She is completely fixed already. She's fine. She doesn't need to be here. You don't need to fix her. And you shouldn't try and fix her. It's not our job. Our job is to focus on ourselves. If we realize that, then we can avoid the major problem in Shalom Bayit. Rav Arush writes that the major problem that he comes across in Shalom Bayit is that a husband criticizes his wife. And it doesn't have to be criticism that's obvious, like cursing a wife and saying, oh, you're so lazy, oh, you have no modesty. No, we're not talking that. Anyone with any sense doesn't need a book like this to tell them that that's not a good idea. So we're not talking about that. Rav Arush doesn't need to write a whole book to tell you not to curse someone. Right? You don't need to curse anyone anyway. Never mind your wife. No, he's talking about the criticism that we wouldn't have otherwise picked up on. We would have thought that actually it's a good idea to correct my wife, to show her what she's doing wrong, to point out that, by the way, you should know that that's not the bracha we make on bananas. No, that's criticism. To point out something that she's doing wrong is criticizing. It's not necessary, it's irrelevant, it's not what we're here for, and it destroys Shalom Bayit because a woman cannot accept it. Even if it's as small as telling her that when she washes, she should do one instead of two, or three instead of one, or whatever your minhag is, right? Even if it's a small thing, it's not gonna, she's not gonna worry too much. I know she doesn't. I'm gonna set her straight. Yes, maybe
I'm wrong. I was telling this to someone yesterday at the party we had at Rashi.
Yeah.
The meal. So we said, well, what if your wife comes home and she says, wow, look at that, what a new dress. You like it? If I don't like it, you gotta tell her that you'll like it, because she wouldn't be asking you if she didn't like it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there is no way a person can answer that question but in anything other than, yes, it's wonderful. Even if it's not, right? And we shouldn't decide to be the greatest tzaddik in the world now. I can never lie. I can't lie to my wife. No, you can lie to your wife. You lie all the time, and you're not going to make yourself a tzaddik in this occasion where you decide, no, now I can't lie. No, the Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us, it's permitted to l'shanot, to change the truth for Shalom Bayit. You're actually obligated to lie. Even if you don't like it, that's your problem. It's actually a wonderful dress. What's the proof? The proof is that she likes it. She likes it, it is a wonderful dress. Because for sure she knows better than you. Right? So objectively speaking, it's wonderful. If she likes it, it is wonderful. I can't see it, that's my problem. Right? But objectively, it is wonderful.
But it needs to have that this moment you have to lie.
It's what? Say it.
Did Hashem want this moment that you lie?
Yes, 100%. He wants me to lie. My avodat Hashem at this moment is to lie, because the lie is the truth, right? There's a truth, and there's a truth behind the truth, right? So there's a lower level truth, which is I don't like it, but the actual truth is it's beautiful. That's the real truth, because it is. Yeah. So, the other thing is, a person doesn't have to, a person can be smart. if he wants to hold himself to a higher level, I never lie about anything, I never exaggerate, I keep such perfect diction in my mouth that I can never let any exaggeration or lie come out. Someone asks me the time, I don't tell them it's 11 o'clock, I tell them it's 11:57. I'm a person who is always, so, and my wife says, do you like it? And I don't like it, so I don't have to tell her. I'm saying, I don't like it. No, she says, do you like it? The answer is, it's a great soup. I don't like it. I have to say that. I'm allowed to say it's great soup. It's great, wonderful. It is great and it's wonderful. I can't stand it myself. Right? Hashem also gave me a brain. Right? If I'm going to be at that level, I'm holding myself, I can't lie, then fine. So Hashem also gave me a brain to get around, and I won't have to lie, but I'll still make her feel very happy about it. But if I can't, and I'm in a corner, and she's going to know that I'm getting out of it, no, 100% lie. Lie, because that lie is really the truth. That lie is really the truth. Okay, so we're in this chapter, we're learning that a wife is a mirror. Hashem created, brought down into this world, the wonderful wife, just like Chava, that was created as a piece of Adam, of the limb of Adam. Why tell us that? Why not just create an extra person? No, she was created to show us that the wife is mamash, a part of the husband. She's the reflection, she's the mirror. If you want to know what's going on in you, look in your wife. Just ask her first, it's probably the easiest, right? She knows you better than you know yourself. But the wife is a mirror. Anything that's going wrong in the mirror, it's with me, it's not in the mirror. Right, and Rav Arash has told us how we understand the mirror, what we need to look for, what it's teaching us. We've covered that. So now, page 38.
Huh?
Yes. So I need to know, why is my wife sick? My wife is sick. What's the reason my wife's sick? So Rav Nachman explains, the Rambam explains, that sickness, the root of sickness is sadness. The root of all sickness is sadness. When a person is happy, they never get ill, right? Then the body stops, doesn't work properly. It's because of sadness, right? We don't understand how that works. How does my emotions affect my physical health? Fine, I don't understand that. I don't understand a lot of things about my body. Yofi, I don't understand how this works when I do that. Doesn't mean that, right? Doesn't mean it's not true. It just means I don't understand it. Sadness is the root of all illnesses. So the reason my wife is ill at the root is because she's not happy about something. There's something that's not right. Probably it's a Shalom Bayit issue, because her life force comes through me. If I'm shining on her Hashem's light, if I'm acting like the sun and she's the moon, and I'm shining on her everything, that all the love and attention that she should have, then she's mamash filled up. And if I'm not, then she's going to suffer. Right? I explained to you last week that my wife was sad and depressed last week. Right? Because I wasn't giving her enough attention, not the proper attention. Right? I quit my job and I had other things on my mind, and my wife wasn't my first priority. She suffered, mamash, she suffered as a result of it. She was fine, nothing wrong with her. Right, but she mamash suffered. So that's probably why she's sick. Okay, so what are we saying now? So the next point that Rav Arish wants to teach us about the mirror, that our wife is a mirror. Mare Magdalet, she is a magnifying glass. What does it mean? Shrichim Ladat, we need to know. Sha'isha ina ro'i ragil, that a wife is not a standard mirror, not just a plain mirror that you would find in the shop, on the bathroom wall. Hamaret hadvarim begodel tevai, that reflects things at a natural level. Ela hi ro'i shemagdil umaksim kol davar. She is a special type of mirror. She is a mirror which increases, enlarges, and emphasizes everything. Lugdugma, for example, im labal yesh ma'at midat ka'as. If a husband has within him a little bit of the midah of anger, habore yireh Hashem will show him in his wife, Sheyeshla Midat Ka'as Nora'it, who has in her anger, immense anger. Shelo Biproporzia Klal Ka'as Yehukas, that is not in proportion at all to his anger. A person should know that the reason his wife is crazy and blows up with anger is because I have a little bit of anger. And Hashem, the mirror is not a perfect mirror reflection in proportion. The wife is a big magnifying glass. Why? So Rabbi Exploy explains why that's the case. Why not just reflect me at my own level? Answer: Habara Saken, Hashem did this. Mishum shel Adam yesh tukuna, she'eino ro'eh et nega'av v'chesronatav. Because man has a problem. We gentlemen have a problem. What's our problem? We don't see our problems. If Hashem was going to sensitively reveal to us a hint of the problems that we have, that he would see in the mirror, Bishto, in his wife, that he would see in his wife a reflection of his anger at a natural level, the same proportion, I would never awaken to the problem and I would never come to fix myself. If I've got a small problem, so if I get angry occasionally, once every 3 months, I just get a little bit frustrated. And I see that in my wife. True, once every 3 months, she gets a little bit frustrated. What will I do about that? Absolutely nothing. I will completely ignore it, and it will be like, oh, that's all right, I can live with that. It's not a big issue. I can live with it. It's not a major thing. However, what does Hashem want? Rak im yireh b'hagdala hamarbit az ulay toreh. Only if he sees it in a big level, then maybe I will awaken. Lachen tzarech lo mozlo b'ramazim avim. Therefore, Hashem needs to use big hints. Like Hazal said, Peirush, the meaning of that is, Lachacham, Dai b'meres kal, remes kal, v'hashotet tzrichim lachakoto b'avim. The meaning of that verse in Chazal is that for a wise person, he only needs a small hint, but for a stupid person, he needs to be struck with a big stone. Right? We wouldn't wake up unless our wife was a big magnifying glass for all our points. If she simply reflected the fact that my midot weren't so good, tough, then I'd live with it. However, now that she's acting crazy and way over the top, and you know, then I actually take notice. Hashem is only doing it so I take notice. And the truth is, like Rav Arish says at the end here, for a chacham, someone who's wise, a small hint is enough. If I take the small hint, then I don't need the bigger hint. If Hashem wants to indicate to me that I have a problem with anger, so my wife is going to get a little bit angry here and there, and I'm going to take the hint. But if I don't take the hint, then my wife is going to get more and more frustrated, more and more angry, until I'm going to have to, there's something wrong here. Wait a minute, maybe Hashem's trying to teach me something. Hello? Oh, maybe. And the same with any of the other reasons we looked at too. Right? We looked at the five different types of mirror that our wife could be. My wife might be telling us which midah we need to work on. Our wife might need to be telling us that we have to work on a particular midah, so she's acting against us in that area. If we have arrogance, our wife belittles us, doesn't listen to us. If we're not listening to Hashem, she won't listen to us. The way we act with Hashem, our wife acts with us. All the reasons that Hashem, that our wife might be acting in a way that is unpleasant for us, all of those hints are going to come loud and clear. And it's no good us complaining that, wait a minute, it's not fair. I'm calm, easygoing. I have a few issues here and there, but my wife, she's crazy. But no, who's the one that made her? I'm the one that made her crazy. If I dealt with myself, if I listened to the messages Hashem was telling me, she wouldn't be crazy. She'd be perfectly relaxed, happy, easygoing, like she used to be before she met me. Right? Strange that. Before she met me, she was fine. Now, all right, or people say, or the other way around, when we were dating, everything was great. As soon as we got under the chuppah, everything changed. Yeah, for sure everything changed under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, she became attached with your soul. She's now reflecting you. She wasn't reflecting you when you were dating. When you were dating, she was just a normal person who, Baruch Hashem, had good midot. As soon as she became married to you, now she's got problems. All right, because now she's reflecting your midot. Yofi, what can you do? That's the truth. It's the truth. Maret or Mara. The mirror or the bitter. Kamuvan. Shirak oto baal shalom eirushto shishomea la noten la et meloha kavod et hayacha shehima makom rishon b'chayav. Only a husband that doesn't criticize his wife, that listens to her, that gives her his full respect and relates to her like she's in the first place, she's a priority in his life. V'chein u'b'chol ofen hu ro'eh she'ishto mitpareset hashkem v'erev pitra b'sot b'kas. And even though he does this, so Babarish is now dealing with an issue. What happens, Babarish says, if actually your husband that does pay attention to his wife, you give your wife all the attention she needs, you treat her with the full respect, you give her the highest priority in your life, above your football game, above your friends, right? Do what you're meant to do, you're a good husband. And yet still, your wife explodes day and night. So we're going to see what's going on here. Only on him are we saying that actually the anger is a reflection of the husband's midah. So what are we saying? We're saying the wife is a mirror. If you have anger, she'll have anger. But you should know that when we said this, it's not true for everyone. Only a person who's actually doing his job, a husband who's doing his job, who is treating his wife with the greatest respect and giving her attention and putting her in first place, and now she's still showing anger, then it's a remez from Hashem, it's a hint from Hashem that you have anger too. And if not, it's something else. We're going to come on to what else it might be. Aval im hu meir la ha'arot. However, if you're the type of husband who is still criticizing your wife and causing her sorrow, then the anger she is showing is not a reflection of you. The anger that she is showing then is from the fact that she is suffering by you. She's just upset and angry because you're treating her so badly. It's not a reflection. It's not then a message that Hashem is telling you, by the way, you need to work on your anger. If I'm not treating my wife nicely, and I see anger in her, I shouldn't make the mistaken assumption that, Hashem's tried to show me that I have anger in me. No, you idiot. You're mistreating your wife. That's why she's angry. You're criticizing her. You're causing her pain. That's why she's angry. Deal with the pain you're causing her, and don't stop imagining that actually this is a sign from Hashem that I need to work on my anger. It's a sign from Hashem I need to stop treating my wife so badly and causing her pain. He explains further. Ra'ameseh b'mikreh kazeh hu lo b'met remez, ela hu p'shut v'galui. Ata ma'amlel et ishtecha, v'alecha. Right, it's simple, it's not a hint for you from Hashem. If because you're cursing your wife, you're upsetting her, on you, your job now is to stop criticizing your wife and do teshuvah, to stop upsetting her. Baal kazeh she'ishto mit paretzet hashkem va'arev behit paratzuyot shel ka'as v'za'am v'no'ayit. A husband like this, whose wife explodes day and night with anger, v'imkom la'avin she'yesh la'tza'ah, v'nasot l'taken zot, who od m'shaveh tatzbo l'ishto. And what does a husband do? He sees his wife's exploding with anger, and instead of understanding her pain and trying to fix the situation, who on Meshavet, he just compares himself to his wife. And thinks to himself, what a great husband I am compared to her. Right? Ezo arichuta paim yeshli lumata. What great patience I have compared to you. You're crazy, you exploded everything. I'm just like relaxed and chilled. Right? And he just sits and looks at his wife like, she's mad. What's she doing? For whom it's ga'ealea, and he takes pride over her. Right? I'm arrogant, I compare myself to her, and I'm look at me, I'm great. Everything's great with me. You're like, whoa, you're off the scale. Sarichu lodat shehu rachok mitikun. He should know, that husband, that he's far, far from tikkun, from fixing himself. Utshuva, and from making tshuva. Kemerachat mizrach mimarav, like the distance from east to west, mamash far away. Utukanato sheyumad heiter b'sefer zeh v'yipalal l'kayem et kol ma she'ne'emar bo. And his remedy is to learn very well this book, and to pray a lot on what he learns in it. Right? A husband who sees his wife exploding with anger and sits there and reacts very calmly in a very relaxed way and says, okay, you're the crazy one. I don't know what's into you. You don't see me reacting like that. Tov. Don't know what's wrong with you. You have a problem. I am far, far from tikkun. Barov hamikraim, in most instances, otakri rut v'adishut, the same coldness and adishut, apathy, shall habal of the husband. Lenochach ka'asah shel ishto, in the face of his wife's anger. Eino novim klal b'midah tova, is not based on having good midot. Shel regi'ut v'arichut hapayim, on the good midot of being calm, having calmness and having patience, being slow to anger. Nope, why not? Why can't it? Maybe I've just got great midot, I don't get angry, and that's the reason why I'm not angry. You blow up, you explode, I look at you like, Tov, doesn't bother me, it doesn't affect me. I'm very relaxed in the face of your anger. Yeah, okay. She's angry because Hashem's making her angry. She's angry because Hashem's making her angry. That's it. But Haraya, what's the proof? What's the proof that a husband who reacts in this way doesn't have really good midot of calmness and patience? And the proof is, Shebizmanim acherim, at other times, at other times when he actually does need to act in a calm and patient manner, he's the one who explodes with anger and impatience, and only when his wife gets angry, only when his wife gets angry, then he dresses in the clothes of patience and calmness. And actually, it's just the Yetzer Hara dressed in mitzvahs. The Yetzer Hara dresses in mitzvah. The Yetzer Hara doesn't come dressed like a Yetzer Hara. Always dresses in a mitzvah. Right now, I'm a tzaddik. You're upset, you're angry. Ooh, look at you. You're the angry one. Look at me. I'm the calm tzaddik. No. It's a big Yetzer Hara. It's actually a really bad midah. That I don't get it, that I'm apathetic to my wife's anger, my wife's upset, and I'm not also upset. something wrong here. I'm not feeling her pain. I'm looking at her like, oh, you're the crazy one. Everything's good by me. Right? That is not a good midah. The Yetzer Hara has got me, and I'm thinking I'm a tzaddik of the generation that never gets worried or bothered or angry. It's not true. וזה משום שפשוט נעים לו להבליט את העובדה שהוא צדיק הרגוע והיא המרשה. And it's the only reason that he's sitting there with a big smile on his face and calm while she's exploding is so that I can be the one who is the righteous tzaddik of calmness and she's the evil one. I'm just being arrogant. I'm just like saying, I'm just look at me compared to you. Right? I'm just enjoying the fact that compared to you, I'm a tzaddik. Not good. Ulit na peach megava, and I'm filled with gava, arrogance. Lamaase hidlab sha alav klipate sav. And in practice, what this means is I'm actually have what Rav Arish tells us is the klipat of Esav, the evil husk of Esav. Why? Hanikra aluf nachat, because it's one of the klipat Esav is called aluf nachat. In the Torah, there's all the alofim, all the chiefs of Edom are listed there. One of them is called Alofei Nachat. Right? Tov, that's just the name in the Torah, but actually, Rav Arish tells us here that you should know that it's a hint that there's an Aluf Nachat. Aluf also means to be above everyone, to be, right? To be the, right? And, right? Of Nachat. Of calmness, but actually, that was one of the heads of Esav, right? You don't want to be the Aluf Nachat. It's a klipat Esav. Ubeemet hatsashela haya tzarich lingoa miyad libo. Really, what should happen is her pain should really touch me in my heart immediately. Ligrom lo litorer linaer mehagoro badishot shlo, and it should waken me up and shake me out of the apathy which I'm showing. In order that I look for what the message is here. What caused my wife to have such pain? That showed itself in her explosion of anger. Right, as a husband, I need to look and see what caused this. What's the problem here? Why is my wife upset? Anytime my wife is upset, I need to look for what the problem is. The problem is not her. Whether she's upset, she exploded in anger. Whether upset, she's depressed. Whether she's upset because she had a row with her best friend. Truth is, it's all based on Shalom Bayit. It's all based on something not going right. I need to look and see what it is that I need to work on. What's the message Hashem is giving me? Ima ba'al badak et atzmo v'ra shehu ba'al l'mofet v'hu lo me'ir ishto. So if a husband looks at himself in this situation, and his wife got angry, and he sees that actually he's a very good husband, and he's never criticizing his wife, and he's not lacking from her anything. He's not causing her any lack at all. But Adainish Tokua said, and his wife is still angry. Right? As only then, Alav Lavin, Shemishamayim Ramzim, Lo Sheyesh Lo Midat Kaas, Shealav Letaken. Only then can I understand that actually she's acting like a mirror right now, and Hashem, from Shemayim, they're teaching me that I need to work on my anger. That I need to work on my anger. Only then, if I'm actually acting towards her, fine. If I'm not acting towards her, fine, then actually the probability is that I'm causing her pain. I'm causing her to be upset. And I need to see what it is that, where am I lacking in my treatment of her? I'm not putting her, making her a priority. I'm not complimenting her. I'm not giving her time and attention. Because of that, she's upset. She's upset with me. But if I'm doing all of that perfectly fine, then she's still getting angry. So Tov, now I can understand that it's a mirror. That part of the equation is a mirror from Hashem, that he wants me to work on my anger. Yofi. We'll finish there for today. Please have a shout for me tomorrow.